Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 33, found in Grade 7, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 33 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 19 of the Grade 7 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 33. In this question, the student is given the values of two variables and an expression, and asked to determine the value of the expression. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows the values 2 and 6, substituted parenthetically for the variables A and B in the expression, so that the expression reads 3 times 2 to the third power plus 5 times 6 to the second power. This leads to 3 times 8 plus 5 times 36 and finally 24 plus 180 to arrive at the correct answer of 204. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 21. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has substituted the values correctly into the expression and then shown the work to arrive at the correct answer of 204. Next, we have the second guide paper, which is also a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. In this paper, the student simply has shown the correct substitution along with the correct answer. Because the students are permitted to use calculators in this grade, just showing the substitution is sufficient to receive credit for work shown. Let's move on to the third guide paper, which is a score point 1. Although this paper shows a sound mathematical procedure, the student has made both a calculation error by changing 2 cubed to 18 instead of 8 for the first part, and a transcription error by writing 35 instead of 36 for the second part. Both errors lead to incorrect answers, but the procedure used allows this paper to still receive partial credit. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is another score point 1 response. The student has made the substitutions correctly, but has used the wrong order of operations. Simply showing the correct substitutions is sufficient for partial credit. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. Although the correct answer is provided on the answer line, the student receives no credit because the work shown demonstrates the answer is a result of a calculation error from an incorrect procedure. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 33, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 33. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 11. Both the work shown and the answer provided are correct, earning this response a score 0.2. In practice set 12, we find a partially correct response. The final answer is correct, and the procedure used is sound, but the work shown contains a number string, which is incorrect. This response receives a score 0.1. Next is practice set 13. In this paper, the student has shown sufficient work and has arrived at the correct answer, but a transcription error was made when the answer was copied to the answer line, so this response only receives a score 0.1. Let's move on to practice set 14. In this response, the work shown and the answer provided are both correct. This complete response earns a score 0.2. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 15. Although a sound mathematical procedure is shown, a calculation error leads to an incorrect answer. The student has multiplied 6 times 2 rather than squaring 6. Therefore, this response receives a score 0.1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.